Now on the line, I have Catherine Cox, and she's Head of Communications and Policy with Family Carers Ireland. And we're going to be chatting about how the government have lived up to their promises of when they came in. It's a bit of a scorecard, you might say, on how the government is doing. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
And what I was going to say, Catherine, was going to, can you tell us who Family Carers Ireland are?
Yes, so Family Carers Ireland, we are the national charity that support family carers across Ireland. And when we talk about family carers, we're talking about anybody who is looking after a family member or loved one at home in their own homes. And that can be somebody looking after a child with special needs or an adult or an older person who may be frail in old age. So it is usually a family member, but it's really important to differentiate that they are unpaid family members or friends or that support loved ones in their own home.
Now, when the government was forming, they had a programme for government and they made certain promises that they would do. Can you, and you've done a report on this, can you just run through that report for us?
Yeah, so as you said, 2 years ago almost now, actually 18 months ago, the government put forward their programme for government. And within that, they made 18 commitments that were very specific to supporting family carers and improving their lives if those commitments were put into place. So what we did just before Christmas is we looked at those 18 commitments and we scored government on their progress on same. And the way we did that is we gave them a score. So we either gave them a achieved in full score, which would be 100% done, marks 100%. We gave them a good progress report where they had made some progress and good progress, but maybe hadn't achieved in full. We looked at then giving either a limited progress where something had been done, but certainly not enough. And then we had no progress. And then unfortunately, we had a score which was regressive, which meant they went backwards in terms of what they promised they would do. So if we look at those 18 commitments, I suppose, let's start with the good news maybe. Okay, so the good news is they scored two of them with good progress. And basically those two, the first one was around a pension entitlement for long-term family carers when they reach pension age. Because we know at the moment a huge concern for family carers is they will reach pension age, which 66, 67, whatever that would be, and they may not have an entitlement to a state contributory pension. So we have been lobbying for this for years and the government have promised to put in place a pension for what we call long-term family carers, caring for over 20 years. The Pensions Commission brought forward a paper just late last year, and that will hopefully come into fruition early this year. So there was good progress on that, and we gave them a good progress score. The other one where they scored good progress was around reducing waiting times for assessment of need under the Disability Act. And I suppose it's important to say here that how we score this is we did it with family carers. So family carers themselves scored government with us, but we also put parliamentary questions in to get the answer to some of these questions that we had around how far government had gone. We also dealt with opposition parties so that we had a very clear picture where each of these commitments stood at the time. And this was just late, I suppose, December last year. So that's the good news. Now, unfortunately, if we go to the other end of the scale, unfortunately, they scored regressive or haven't gone backwards on five of the 18 commitments. And again, these are really important ones that were in the programme for government. One is, for example, around respite provision for family carers. And we know every day we talk to family carers, respite was bad before the pandemic. It is almost non-existent now. So family carers cannot access respite when they need it, where they need it. And as a result, so many are reaching what we call burnout stage where they're not able to get a break from their caring role. So respite is a huge issue. And that was day services also, unfortunately, scored regressive. And I suppose that's not unusual, given that a lot of day services shut down over the last 2 years with the pandemic. And it is important to say we acknowledge we are living in a pandemic and have done so over the last 18 months when we were scoring government on this. But they put this program for government and made these commitments during the pandemic, because it was June of 2020 and the pandemic was already here. So they'd still made these commitments during a pandemic. But unfortunately, as I said, 5 have gone backwards. Another 7 have received no progress. And then we just have 4 with limited progress. So overall, if you were looking at this, it is not a good result. It is very poor. And I do believe it shows that, yet again, family carers have been forgotten about. And they really are that forgotten frontline throughout this whole pandemic.
Yeah. It's kind of frightening when you look at it, because if you look at this 18 commitments and you've given them a score list of 1 to 5, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it here, they have not completed anything. They haven't fully achieved on any score. They have mm-hmm. got two at good progress, 4 mm-hmm. at limited progress, 7 at no progress, and 5 at actually regressive. Okay. So if you go and you give, you know, a score of 1 to 5 on each of these, so in total it's out of 90. You've got 5 and 14, that's 19. 19 and 8 is 27. 27 and 8 is 35. So basically 35 out of 90.
Yeah. And I mean, look at it. It is. And it is very stark when you look at it. And okay, I mean, and they might argue, and rightly so, the programme for government is over 5 years. But we are 2 years into that. And for no progress, for none of these to be achieved in full, you know, is extremely disappointing, particularly given the last 2 years and how difficult it has been for family carers and the people that they care for. They've had services shut down. You know, they've had their respite. The little bit that was there is gone. They've lost therapies. They've lost physiotherapy, speech and language. You know, some for children with intellectual disability weren't able to go to school at some point. So it has been such a challenging and difficult time for everybody in society, but I think particularly for family carers and those they care for. And I think what's really important is we look now to the next, to the future, to the next year, to the next 3 years with this programme for government. And we really need the government to step up, to look at the commitments that they made and to put these in place as a matter of priority and urgency. Because if they don't support family carers, they will no longer be able to care for loved ones. They will no longer be able to save the state the 20 billion euro that they do every year. So this is critical that they look at this, they address it, and they put the support and funding in place to ensure that we don't have another 12 months of carers not being supported and of government failing on the commitments that they themselves made.
And let's be honest here. What you're asking for is minimal compared mm-hmm. to, as you say, the some 20 billion that you're saving them.
It is. And, you know, we keep hearing about recovery packages for different industries, for the hotel industry, for the arts, the music, and rightly so. But there has been no recovery package for family carers. There has been nothing to even acknowledge that they have been failed throughout this pandemic and that they will now put in place something to keep them going, to support them. Because nobody should have to care alone. Carers want to care for their loved ones. You know, people with disability, older people want to remain living at home for as long as possible. It's government policy to support them to do that. Yet in practice, that is not being done. And the funding is not there. The supports are not there. to allow carers to care safely for their loved ones at home and not to have to do that alone. And that's all we're asking. We're asking that they get access to services in their community when they need them. The cost for this is actually quite low. We estimate that for 5 million euro per annum, carers would have access to supports that they need when they need it. And that would include training. It may also include equipment if they need a hoist, a wheelchair, that they get that when they need it. And they don't have to wait 2 years or fight and battle for everything, which is the case now, unfortunately.
Well, when you mentioned a hoist there, and it actually sticks in my mind that a couple of years ago, there was an elderly lady down in Tipperary who had fallen at home, and I think broke her hip or something like that. And the hip had been repaired and she'd been in hospital and she was ready to go home, but she couldn't go home. The doctors wouldn't release her to go home until there was a stair lift put in. And the HSC wouldn't put in the stair lift because she didn't meet the criteria. So what they were saying is, we won't put the stair lift in for you. We'll pay for you into a nursing home.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to pay, what was it, 1,200 euro a week.
Yeah.
For a nursing home, where if you paid a once off 1,200 euros to put in a stair lift, she could have gone home and looked after herself. It's absolutely maddening.
It is. And I think part of the problem, well, I know part of the problem is there is a statutory entitlement to nursing home care under the Fair Deal, but there is no entitlement to support for home care. And we know there is legislation coming down the road. It was meant to be here maybe last year, early this year. It looks like it'll be delayed, but it should be here perhaps, we would hope, by the end of this year. And that will give people a statutory entitlement to home care. It will also regulate the home care sector as well, which is a very good thing if done properly and done correctly. But a legal entitlement to home care will at least allow carers to apply for equipment such as the stair lift. And you're absolutely right. The cost of institutional care, whether it's a nursing home or whether it's a residential care setting, as opposed to caring at home, the cost, there's just no comparison. Carers care for a loved one at home for 220 euro per week. That's what a carer will get if they're getting full rate care allowance. For, as you said, somebody in a nursing home, you are talking about 1,200 euro per week. So if they did the maths, they would see that it makes perfect financial sense to support care in the home for as long as we can, allowing people to remain at home where they want to be. So if it's about money, it makes no sense not to support home care. But it is probably about more. We do need government and our society to prioritise people to be cared for at home for as long as they can. And that means putting those vital supports in place as and when they need it, and not expecting them to wait a year or 2 years while they jump through hoops. And in some cases, they're waiting on a grant for a bathroom and the person they're caring for passes away. They're waiting so long. And that's the reality of it. So it is so important that as a society, we recognise and we prioritise family carers and we ensure that they get the support that they need to continue caring.
Now, I'm going to depress you on something I'm going to say, because I worked in industry and business all my life with big international companies. And what I've seen is, I've dealt with local authorities and you name it, and what I've seen is a system where you have a budget holder will hold a budget for something, but is not willing to give that out to another department because if he does that, he'll lose his budget for next year. So he's quite prepared to waste money on elongating a problem and spending loads of money on it, where he could spend a little bit of money early and solve the problem. He's willing to wait till that gets a major problem and have to sink a load of money into it, because it means next year he will get as much money in his budget as that. And that's that's what's happening. It's these siloed budgets, and they're absolutely frightening.
It is. And I mean, we've come across this because there's a separate budget for hospital, for community, for home care. Now, I do think with Sláinte Care, and if we get to see that come to its full fruition, hopefully that will address some of those problems and those silos, as you mentioned. But as it stands now, home care is a very, very poor relation of hospital care and community care. It's almost like it's not worth investing in, and it leads to huge problems then long term, because, as I said, carers don't get the support that they need. They reach burnout. They don't get their respite. They don't get the services that they require to continue caring.
Catherine, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming on. Before you go, would you just let the listeners know, if they want to get some more information about Family Carers Ireland or about the scorecard on the government, where can they get that?
Yeah, so they can go to, first of all, they can go to our website, which is www.familycarers.ie. They'll see all the information there on who we are, what we do. And you asked me at the beginning there, you know, what we do. We provide training, we provide respite, we provide supports, advocacy for family carers. We also do well-being reviews. So we look at a carer's life, all the factors that influence and how we can best support them. If people are not online, don't worry. They can also call our free phone care line, which is 1-800-24-07-24. And any of our trained volunteers will be happy to chat to them. Sometimes they just need a listening ear, or if they need some advice, information. We also provide legal clinics for carers if they have a legal issue, such as it could be something to do with a will, it could be something to do with the Assisted Capacity Act, for example. So look, we're here to help any family carer any way that we can. Please do call us, and hopefully we can support you.
And the thing to remember, of course, there is that there are up to half a million family carers in Ireland.
There are, and they are caring for young children, they're caring for older people. In fact, 67,000 of those carers are young carers themselves, so they're under the age of 18, which is also an incredible figure. And, you know, it's so important that we support those young carers as well. But look, there's lots of information on our website, both about young carers and carers in general, where you can access training, information, advice and support. So please, any family carers out there who need some support, please do make contact with us.
Catherine, once again, thank you very much for chatting to us today.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks a million, Michael. Bye-bye.